Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And, well, it's Christmas time. Whoa! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone out
there. Happy holidays.
That's right. Christmas was a few days ago, but we're in the holiday time.
Right.
When a lot of people take this time to get away, to go away for a little bit
of
holiday. If you're in a cold place, you might be going to a warm place to sit on the beach. Or maybe if you're here in Taiwan, you might want to go to a cold place where you can enjoy some Christmas cheer and some skiing or something like that. But getting away is always a little bit tricky, especially if you have a job.
Oh,
so for the next 2 days,
right. We're
going to be starting with a dialogue and then sort of a company letter all about getting a Christmas holiday plan.
Okay, well, let's take a look.
Sounds good.
Reading. What are your plans for Christmas?
We're only another couple of weeks away from Christmas.
Do you always get this excited around Christmas time?
Yeah, I do. I'm really looking forward to heading back to my hometown and spending time with my friends and relatives.
Oh, so you're going to take some time off over the Christmas period?
Yes. I've already booked 2 weeks off. I've been saving my annual leave so I can take a long break. How about you?
I'm a little jealous of you. I've used up almost all my vacation days already, so I won't take a long Christmas break. I only have a handful of days left.
So you won't take much time off at all?
Well, we get Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. I'll probably take December 26th and January 2nd off as well.
I'd hate to come to work around Christmas time.
It's not actually too bad. The atmosphere in the office is pretty relaxed. We seldom start anything new, so we have reduced workloads.
All right. So, yes, as I said, today we're going to have a dialogue. So let's see what's going on here. We know at least one character is named Tony because this person, Tony, speaks first in the dialogue.
Okay.
And he says, we're only another couple of weeks away from Christmas. So here we are, you know, a few days after Christmas.
Right?
But in our dialogue, they're a couple of weeks away, or only a couple of weeks away, meaning they're maybe, you know, 14 or so days before Christmas. But yes, definitely time to start planning your holiday.
Okay, right. Okay, 其实呢，一开始我们就看到呢，今天是个绘画嘛。那么男主角 Tony 就说话咯，他说这个离 Christmas 只剩下几个星期了。这里他提到的 a couple of, 那有时候呢 couple of 可以代表是两个，或者它也有几个的意思 or a few. So maybe I could say something like, I saw the movie a couple nights ago. Maybe 2-3 nights ago.
Okay.
Or maybe we could say something like, it happened a couple of days ago. Again, this might mean happened 2 days ago.
Yeah,
maybe?
Generally a couple is two.
Right, and I have a couple of favorite restaurants I go to.
Okay.
Yeah, so next time I can recommend you some.
That would be great.
Okay, 那另外呢，其实如果要表达这个圣诞节快到的话，我们还可以用什么呢？ Christmas is just around the corner. This is another expression to express it's coming soon.
It is. Well, it has already, but New Year's is just around the corner.
That's right.
We could say it's a few days from now. Anyway, so Claire is listening to Tony think about making his holiday plans, and then she asks him, do you always get this excited around Christmas time? It's an exciting time of year. All right, we can talk about it being exciting, but we can talk about ourselves being excited. If you're excited, you're happy, you're looking forward to something, something good is coming, and you can't wait.
Woohoo! Like a game, or, you know, when you're watching a sports game, for example.
Absolutely.
Okay, 那这个 Claire 呢，看到 Tony 那么的开心，这么的兴奋，他就说，哎，你总是在圣诞节前这么的兴奋吗？ This excited. Okay, 他是用 this 再接上一个形容词。Okay, now sometimes people get excited. during Christmas time or just before Christmas because it's time to, you know, have some time off.
That's right.
And that means no school and you can get lots of Christmas presents.
All that great food. You get to see your friends and family. There's going to be, you know, fun shows on TV maybe, stuff like that too. So there's lots of things around Christmas.
Not just Tony. Everyone gets pretty excited.
No, it's a very exciting time of year and we feel excited. So Claire was saying you always get excited around Christmas. And next we read Tony. He says, yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do get excited.
Right.
And then he explains, I'm really looking forward to heading back to my hometown and spending time with my friends and relatives. Wow, that's really nice. That's a good thing to be excited about. Not so much getting lots of free stuff or presents. He's excited about his holiday where he's going to travel back to his hometown, the place where his family still lives. And of course, there he'll spend time with his loved ones. That is very nice. That's a good reason to be excited at Christmas.
A lot of people are like Tony.
Yeah.
就是非常兴奋。为什么呢？因为他们很期待回家，回家乡啦，还有跟亲朋好友相聚。Now remember, look forward to, 后面我们要接 doing something. So verb ing, 就是期待什么，盼望什么。比方像是 she's looking forward to meeting, remember ing, new friends, okay? And sometimes at the end of a letter, okay, we might mention something like, I'm looking forward to working with you soon or seeing you again, or something like that.
Or looking forward to your reply, your answer to my message.
Okay,
like
so look forward to 后面还可以接名词，比方像是 Do you look forward to Christmas or celebrating Christmas?
Absolutely, yeah. I look forward to celebrating Christmas, especially if I can go home. But even if I'm here, I look forward to it. I look forward to talking to my family on the phone or something like that. If you're excited about something, it's very similar to looking forward to.Something, all right. And yes, one of the best things about Christmas or any nice holiday like that is you get to see your relatives.
Whoa, relatives.
Relatives, basically your family members.
Yeah, okay, 就是你的亲戚。那如果你的远亲你要怎么说？你可以用 distant, D-I-S-T-A-N-T, distant relative, 就是远亲。Okay, 那 relative 你可以怎么用？ At the family reunion, I saw relatives I haven't seen in years.
That's right. We often use relatives just for people like cousins, aunts, uncles. You wouldn't really describe your mom or your dad or even your brother and sister as a relative. They are, but usually we use it for people who are a little bit further away from us in the whole family tree. Anyway, so Claire is listening to Tony's Christmas holiday plans and she says, oh, so you're going to take some time off over the Christmas period. Yeah, if you're going to be taking some time off, that means you're going to leave work for a few days, have a holiday from work. And then she uses this expression, over the Christmas period. Now, a period is basically just a certain length of time. It'll be clear the way we're using this word. You'll understand, all right? So, for example, for the lunch period, all the students go downstairs and eat their lunch. Well, we're talking about a class, a school, I should say, and that's maybe about an hour, all right? But if you're talking about the period of your summer holiday, well, that won't be an hour. That might be 3 months or something like that. But it's basically just an amount of time. For example, during the Chinese New Year period, most schools and offices in Taiwan are closed. That's a good way to use period because every year Chinese New Year is a little bit longer or shorter. So you can't really say the Chinese New Year week because it could be 9 days. So period is a good word to use there.
Yeah, okay. So Claire 就说，哎，这时候他就很好奇，他说，哎，所以你圣诞节期间要请假吗？Okay, 当我们用 take or have time off, 就是休假的意思。那如果你要休多少时间，像是如果你要早上休假，你可以用 take the morning off。那如果要休下午呢， take the afternoon off。那如果要休一整个礼拜，当然是 take the week off。Okay, 那有时候呢，我们可能要请我们的上司，就是有关请假的问题。So you might say something like, I'll ask my supervisor if I can take some time off work to go to the dentist, okay? Because I have weekends off. And we also saw the word period,、就是时期。像是呢 sometimes when you have a fight with your friend,、mm-hmm. you might not speak to each other for a long period of time,、which is bad.
Yeah, it's just an amount of time,、as we mentioned. All right, Tony is explaining、or answering Claire's questions、about the holiday. He says, yes, I've already booked 2 weeks off. This is the period、he will be off work or he'll leave work.、He's booked 2 weeks off. To book here, we're not talking about reading a book. We're、using book as a verb. To book something is to reserve something so you can use it later. If you're going to stay in a hotel next month on your holiday, you might want to call them or write them an email and book the room now. Keep the room safe for you in a month when you're going to be there. Basically, you're reserving something. You're keeping it for later use. And we often do it with things that are hard to get. Seats in a restaurant, tickets to a show, rooms in a hotel, concert tickets. You book those things. You reserve those things so you get them later.
Right, okay, 所以 Tony 说对啊我已经预请了两个星期的休假哦。这里的 book 是当作动词来用就是预定。那常常刚 Mike 老师有补充订房间啦或是订票的时候常常有。So you can book things like a hotel room,、book seats、at the theater,、or book tickets for flights,
Or high-speed train tickets for Chinese New Year.
Or book a table at your favorite restaurant. We were talking、about restaurants,
I'll call、
right?
them later.
Now I like this phrase,When a hotel, restaurant,、etc. is booked up or booked solid,、S-O-L-I-D, or fully booked,、that means there are no more rooms, tables available. 就是客满全部都被预定光光了啦。So for example,、I might say something like, the flight was fully booked.
That's right,、you should have booked your seat、earlier. You waited too long to book your seat. Anyways, Tony also says, I've been saving my annual leave、so I can take a long break. How about you? So he's kind of asking、Claire for her holiday、plans. And we know he's been saving his annual leave. He's been saving up his holiday days、from work so he can have this long Christmas holiday. Good planning、from Tony.
Smart, okay. So he 累积了很多的年假没有用年假的英文我们来看一下就是 annual leave、其中的 annual 它是个形容词就是一年一度的那其实很常见的 leave 还有哪些呢 for example sick leaves 或是病假啦、or maybe marriage leave 就是婚假啦、or personal leave 就是事假 there are lots and lots kinds of leaves
absolutely
okay so let's continue reading
All right, and Claire, when she hears about all this great planning that he did and this long holiday that Tony will take, Claire says, I'm a little jealous of you. Well, yeah, when you hear about someone who's going to have a long holiday from work when you're going to have to work, you might be jealous. If you're jealous, you want what another person has. Maybe they've just been lucky, maybe they had more money, maybe they just got something that you really want, and that feeling of, ooh...I wish I could have that too. That feeling that we have is the feeling of being jealous. For example, Kevin was jealous of his friend's new phone. Oh, he's got the new iPhone X. Ooh, I want one of those. I'm so jealous.
I want an iPhone as well.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, mine's like a 6 only. Anyways, okay, 如果你有时候感到有点嫉妒羡慕 you will use this word jealous.
Yes.
It's an adjective. 那通常呢我们会用 jealous of something.、So maybe you could be jealous of your friends, okay? And I like this phrase sometimes in English, because in Chinese,、we actually use the color red, 就是眼红、就是有点嫉妒。But in English,、we use the color green. You're green with envy, 就是嫉妒。Okay, so you could be jealous of somebody or something, like jealous of somebody's success,、or jealous of your rich friends, okay?、那 jealous 还可以有吃醋的意思 for example, a jealous husband, or、some girls, they can become very jealous when they see their、boyfriends talking to other women.
That's
right. Are you a jealous husband, Mike?
No!
I understand.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're very open-minded and
well,
cool.
Well, you have to trust, people. Otherwise, you just make yourself crazy. Anyways, let's get back to our dialogue. Claire is saying about her holiday、situation, it's not so good. She says, I've used up almost all my vacation days already.So I won't take a long Christmas break. So she had holidays, but she used them earlier in the year. Maybe she took a summer holiday or a Chinese New Year holiday almost a year ago. But basically, she doesn't have them. She's used them up. She's exhausted her holidays.
That's right.
Expended them.
Use something up. 就是用光耗尽。所以她已经用光她所有的年假了。Okay, so what does Claire say?
Well, Claire also says, I only have a handful of days left.
Oh,
that's not enough time to take a long holiday, mm-hmm. because we know that a handful is a small amount. As much、mm-hmm. as you can fit in your hand. I also sometimes thought maybe a handful is five.Because you have four or five fingers, right? But basically,、
Maybe.
It's a small amount. It's more than a couple、mm-hmm. of, but less than lots of, okay?、Mm. So it's just a fairly small number. For example, when Lacey moved to Brazil, she only knew a handful of people.、
Not、
Someone、
many.
She went to college with, and her friend's sister, and, you know, a cousin, and, you know, that's about it. Just a few people, a small number.、
Mm, okay, a handful 其实是少量少数、哦、所以刚刚 Mike 说搞不好在五之内。所以它只剩下几天非常少数的这个假日咯 Okay, now a handful can also mean someone or something that is difficult、mm, to control
So, real handful
Yeah, you could talk about your dog is probably a real handful、or、就是很麻烦、哦、
Trying to work three jobs and go to school Wow, that's a real、
Whoa.
Handful That's a difficult thing to control and manage Anyway,、mm. so Tony, when he hears this, he asks So you won't take much time off at all? Like he's、
oh.
kind of guessing with only a handful of days off, she's definitely not、mm. going to be able to, you know, take a month off or anything like that. What will Claire do?、
Mm, well, okay, so Claire says, well, we get Christmas Day、
mm,
and、
oh, yeah.
New Year's Day off.
That's true.
So I'll probably take December 26th、
okay.
and January 2nd off as well.
Okay, the day after、mm. those holidays, she'll get a day off, so she'll have a little two-day weekend、mm-hmm. Twice in 1 week or something like that. Anyways,、mm-hmm. Tony says,、mm-hmm. I'd hate to come to work around Christmas time, right? He considers、
Same.
This to be his big holiday time, so the idea of working the day before, the day after Christmas, ugh, he hates that idea.
The funny thing is, Claire says, it's not actually too bad.
Oh, she doesn't、mm. mind it.
Hmm.
Interesting. So Claire just said there that it's not actually too bad. She doesn't mind. It's kind of okay working around Christmas. As she says, the atmosphere in the office is pretty relaxed. Well, okay, that's a good point. It's pretty relaxed around the office. If you're relaxed, if you're at ease, if you're not stressed, if you're not worried, things aren't so bad. You don't have a lot of pressure. You're not worried about lots of things. For example, I feel very relaxed.When I'm at the beach. So, you know, a lot of the coworkers like Tony will be on holiday. Maybe the boss won't come in. Maybe you get to leave an hour early, something like that. So it's not quite a normal work day. So it's not so bad.
Okay, I'm pretty surprised. 因为 Claire、yeah. 她觉得说这段期间办公室其实气氛还蛮轻松的。气氛就是 atmosphere, okay, 或是氛围。Relaxed, 这个形容词就是轻松的啊无拘无束的啊 Okay, now I used to get really nervous performing,、mm-hmm. but I'm pretty relaxed about it now.
Good,、mm. all right.
Now Claire continues to say...
Yeah.She says, we、mm-hmm. seldom start anything new, so we have reduced workloads. This is one of the reasons it's relaxed around the office. They seldom start anything new. They、mm-hmm. don't have any big new projects、
no.
or anything like that. So they have a reduced workload. Okay, if we use this word seldom, it's one of those frequency words, like often, usually, never, rarely. Seldom is kind of down at the bottom of the scale. It's something you really don't do very much.Okay, if you seldom go to see a movie in the movie theater, well, maybe you won't go only once or twice a year. You might watch lots of movies at home, but in the movie theater, yeah, I seldom go to the movies. I really don't go very much. So they seldom start new projects,、Claire was explaining, and they also have a reduced workload. Your workload is the amount of work you have to do. If your boss says, finish this by tonight, don't go home until it's done, that's your workload.So that's the amount of work. So because there are a few people in the office and because they seldom start new projects, there's a reduced or a lessened workload. Basically, not a lot to do.
Okay, seldom, 就像刚 Mike 说到是很少的不常的 rarely. You know what? I seldom or I rarely eat spicy food.
Oh, okay.、
Mm, I don't like it.
Not very often.
Okay, workload, 但就是工作量了 Now, students complained about the heavy workload.、
Mm.
那 workload 常常我们会说增加工作量我们就会用到这个动词 increase or add to somebody's workload.、
Mm-hmm.
减少当然就是 reduce somebody's workload. Okay, we're out of time, so、oh. let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question,
okay.
Mike.
Yes.
When do you usually get together with your friends and relatives? What do you usually do together?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, of course, I might see them on the weekend.
Right.
We might go enjoy a show together or have a nice meal together. Well, my relatives, of course, are back in Canada, so
yeah.
I see them quite, you know, seldom. I seldom see them. But with my wife's family here, we get together maybe around once a month and have lunch, you know, on a Sunday.
Aww.
And, of course, all the big holidays, Dragon Boat or Father's Day,
nice.
Or, you know, all those things, we get together and, yeah, have a nice meal together.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so what about you guys? When do you usually get together with your friends and relatives? Have a chat, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What are your plans for Christmas?
We're only another couple of weeks away from Christmas.
Do you always get this excited around Christmas time?
Yeah, I do. I'm really looking forward to heading back to my hometown and spending time with my friends and relatives.
Oh, so you're going to take some time off over the Christmas period?
Yes. I've already booked 2 weeks off. I've been saving my annual leave so I can take a long break. How about you?
I'm a little jealous of you. I've used up almost all my vacation days already, so I won't take a long Christmas break. I only have a handful of days left.
So you won't take much time off at all?
Well, we get Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. I'll probably take December 26th and January 2nd off as well.
I'd hate to come to work around Christmas time.
It's not actually too bad. The atmosphere in the office is pretty relaxed. We seldom start anything new, so we have reduced workloads.
Vocabulary Review. Period. The period right before Chinese New Year is a busy time for many stores and other businesses. Jealous. I'm jealous of Hank's job. His company gives him free meals and it has a gym. Handful. There were only a handful of people in the office when I arrived this morning. Relaxed. The company has a relaxed environment. Workers there dress casually and aren't too stressed. Seldom. Tina seldom arrives at work late. She usually arrives exactly at 8 a.m. Workload. Ken's workload is very heavy right now. He has a lot to do.